Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I have lived my life in rural Oklahoma. In fact, my family has farmed and ranched in our great state for over 100 years. I know firsthand how important it is to protect your farm, ranch, or home with coverage you can count on every day. Union Mutual would be honored to protect your family with the finest insurance coverage you can buy. Call your local Union Mutual agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Well, there was hope for a bounce in cattle futures to end the week as there were expectations of higher cash. Even the last day did not see packers turning more aggressive as Friday's cash trade was not much different than it had been. In general, steady trade in the south and steady to 50 cents higher cash in the north increased the caution of traders. The earlier anticipation of $160 cash quickly faded. Even though boxed beef was higher on Friday, it was not sufficient to turn traders more bullish as they were content to wait for this week's fundamentals to develop. Now, hogs could not find support with February nearing the chart gap that remained from October 5th of this year, past year. Once traders saw the premium in February, did not need to be there. With the market weaker than expected, traders eliminated the premium quickly, falling over $11 in less than 2 weeks. Cash continued to decline as futures fell, still leaving a premium. The slight gain on the national direct afternoon hog report of 8 cents did little to provide confidence to traders. Cutout values were down 32 cents. March Kansas City wheat's trading about 4 cents higher early today, finding some support after last week's trade took prices back closer to the December low of 821 3/4. The mood among traders has been bearish for some time, and Friday's CFTC report said non-commercial net shorts in Kansas City wheat were up slightly to 2,632. Funds pared back some of their short positions in Chicago wheat, but still held a 32,291 contracts net short. March corn's trading about a penny higher early today, finding light support with help from crude oil, which is trading over $2 higher to start the week. Monday's weather map is mostly dry across the central U.S., with cold temperatures in the northern plains, but seasonally mild to warm temperatures everywhere else. The main concerns of the week are very heavy precipitation and damaging winds hitting the Pacific coast. And March soybeans trading 5 cents higher early today, supported by early gains in March soybean oil, palm oil, and crude oil. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January. It's the annual Bell Ringer Video Auction for Superior Livestock, and it'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time each day live from the Embassy Suites Northwest Highway in Oklahoma City. They'll be featuring 143,495 head of feeders, calves, and bred stock. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
At the close on Friday, February live cattle down 57 cents, 156.77. April down 60, 160.67. January feeder cattle down $1.10, 182.70. March down 90 cents, 185.65. Kansas City wheat, the March down 7 3/4, 832. May was down 7 1/4 at 828. Chicago wheat, March down 3 1/4, 743.5. May down 3 1/4, 751.5. March corn up 1 1/4, 654. May up 1.5, 654. March soybeans up 21 3/4, 1492.5.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.